On this week's episode, In Her Space.
One, Black people, especially women and, you know, Black men and women being overly sexualized just naturally.
Yep.
Like we never was able to own
our bodies.
We're fetishized by other races and people just in general. And even just like within ourselves, we fetishize like hood niggas or, you know, whatever, or like, you know, light skinned girls, you know, things like that.
Welcome to Her Space, a podcast dedicated to uplifting women like you. We're your hosts, Dr. Dominique Broussard, a college professor and psychologist,
and Terry Lomax, a techie and motivational speaker. In a world where Black women are often misrepresented and misunderstood, please join us as we initiate authentic conversations on everything from fibroids to fake friends and create a safe space where Black women can just be. Lady, today for the first time in Her Space, we have two very special guests at once. These ladies will empower you to free yourself and Joe Cheeks. We have sister duo Breezy and Bobby, founders of Free the Cheeks Twerk Church. Free the Cheeks is a high energy twerk class focused on creating a safe environment where women reconnect with self, support one another, and are free from social stigmas placed on twerking and women's bodies. But don't get it twisted, though. These sisters are straight healers. Breezy is a certified massage therapist and doula, and Bobby is a certified massage therapist and web designer. Breezy and Bobby, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Terry.
I like that intro. That was fire. She went in on really did the research. You feel me?
You know, you already
know. I appreciate y'all.
We got to show y'all love. Yes. We have to. And so we're going to start off with our quote of the day, which usually kind of guides our conversation for today. If any female feels she needs anything beyond herself to legitimate and validate her existence, she is already giving away her power to be self-defining, her agency. And that comes from bell hooks.
Bell Hooks.
I already see you nodding your head like you're like in it.
Yeah. Who is that?
Bell Hooks is a feminist, black woman.
Yes. Okay. I knew it.
Mm-hmm. If you see her quotes or see her, you'll be like, oh, I know who she is.
Yeah. It's amazing. No, that's true. That's true.
All right. So for the listeners that are not familiar with your movement, let's just get started. How would you describe Free the Cheeks? Because we know what it is, because Dom and I, we freed our cheeks. We know what it's like. So explain that to our listeners. We have a global audience. So you have women that are in, I mean, every country, literally. Every continent we're touching right now. So let them know, what is Free the Cheeks, and then what inspired you to found that sisterhood?
Free the Cheeks is, it's not just a class. It's a space to basically be free and be wherever you are, however you are, and not feel guilty or uncomfortable in that, to feel safe in that, and also to connect. It's a connecting space where so many women meet each other and build friendships and sisterhoods outside of our class.
Twerk church. It's a real church.
Yeah. It's like a church. Like when you go to church.
We call it service and everything.
Yeah. It's the same thing, but it's just in a different form. It's community. It's love. It's healing. All the things you would find in a church are what you would expect from a church. That's what our class is like.
Yeah.
And just to set the vibe, like, lady, if you've never heard of them or been to the service, it's like, it's not just like, oh, we here shaking ass. Like, Breezy and Bobby, they stage the room, they clean the floors.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like a whole vibe. Yeah, it's like a whole vibe. It's just positivity, no judgment. Dom, what do you think? Because we had a ball when we went.
I did. And I think what it really did for me was reminded me about my sensuality and knowing that there's a difference between sensuality and sexuality. Yes. And so can y'all talk to us a little bit about what that difference is?
Yeah, I feel like sensuality is every woman's birthright. Like, we all have the power within us to be sensual. And that's something that you don't have to be like, you don't have to engage in with someone else to. Sexuality isn't either, because you could engage with yourself and do that too. But what I'm saying is, like, sensuality is for self, and it's not all the time. It's not about sex. It's just about, it's an energy, it's an essence. And I think that women are able to tap into that. It's like a, It's an energy. And I feel like women have the ability to tap into that whenever they feel necessary. But due to like societal, you know, oppression mm-hmm. with society and patriarchy and they fear of women. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with them. I do, though. It is powerful to think that, damn, these women could do all this without a man. But, you know, if you're in a healthy space as a man, you can really sit back and appreciate that. But a lot of men aren't, you know, in a healthy space. You know, a lot of things we do go against nature, which naturally goes against women because women are kind of like the most natural thing next to God. If you ask me, I feel like we right up there. And so I feel like what happened is that our sensuality became demonized. And I feel like it's nothing, you know, nothing bad about it, but there's nothing wrong with it. But due to men not being able to control that, they demonized that and made it sound like it's something bad. So a lot of times we don't tap into that. But it's a power, it's an energy that's yours, you know, and I'm glad that you got reminded when you came into Free the Cheeks.
So when I think about the work that you do and what I was taught or misled to believe about sensuality growing up, there's a major conflict within me. And so I found out about your class because I've been taking pole dancing and random twerk classes just to dibble and dabble for a few years. And my husband saw it on social media. He was like, oh, you would love this.
He sent
it to me and I was like, oh, this is right up my alley. But at the same time, there's like part of me that enjoys that and I feel so free and I embrace it. But there's another part where I'm like, I'm conflicted.
Yeah.
And I saw something that you posted on social media where a woman had commented about how she felt about the work that you do. Mm-hmm. And it summed up so perfectly, like what the conflict was within me. So I want to read that quote and then talk about the sensuality. Yeah. So she said, I love Free the Cheeks so much. In full transparency, I struggle with shame. Every time they post a video, I feel conflicted. Her gifts and talents speak to me and challenge what I've been programmed to believe. I think it's beautiful. And I was just like, damn. And it makes me think, like, what were we taught about sensuality growing up? Because I know I was introduced to sex and sensuality in a perverted manner. Yep. You know, not for me first, like being a victim of, you know, being molested when I was younger. It was like anything related to sex and sensuality, it's bad.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't embrace it. So what were we taught about that growing up?
I think a lot of it is, and I think it's generational things too.
It is.
I don't even think it just started with like us as being kids. And, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with one, Black people, especially women and, you know, Black men and women being overly sexualized just naturally.
Yep.
Like we never was able to own
our bodies.
We're fetishized by other races and people just in general. And even just like within ourselves, we fetishize like hood niggas or, you know, whatever, or like, you know, light skinned girls, you know, things like that. That's everything true. We're so fetishized. So I think that with that comes protection, like wanting to protect like our families, our kids, our daughters. So we don't really have the tools to really be like, this is what I'm doing and I want to protect you. So it's just like, no, we oppress, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what, you know, it's like if you suppress it, then people won't see it and they won't even bother you at all. And you don't have to deal with that because we're also just used to having to always like react versus like just being who we are.
In addition to that, though, I feel like being that since we were always so sexualized, we were never able to own our bodies. And so a lot of us didn't know what that looks like or what that feels like. And so generations of us never tried to get to it, you know, because we never had the space to. I really feel like now is a really powerful time to be alive. And I feel like now we can actually like just through like, you know, just us evolving from like spirituality and like tapping into self. That's only something we can do because our ancestors came before us and whatever they did, man, they laid out a format that now allows us to be able to even tap into self. You know, we couldn't do that before because like Bobby said, we were always under attack, you know? And so we just did whatever we could to protect us at the time, but we didn't know what that looks like. And I feel like now we're defining what that looks like. You know, like we doing what our ancestors couldn't do. Like I'll be telling people when y'all come to class, don't just twerk for you. Think about your granny them, your auntie them, everybody who wasn't able to do this, you know, because it wasn't a safe enough space.
And then I think on the other side of that is how powerful like sexuality and sensuality is. Mm-hmm. It's a scary thing. It's very scary. And I think that men get like really intimidated by it, one, and other women too, because they're like, what is going on? Like, what is happening? What is this?
Why do you think it's scary?
I think because it's something that's powerful. And I think that a lot of people have turned it into like a taboo, like even sex, like it's just a natural thing. It's literally how you create a life.
Yes.
Like, I don't even understand why sex is such a like, ooh,
bruh, after
that,
class,
or, you know? And it's because I think too, because we've like basically kind of like, drop the value or not even value. I can't I'm trying to think of the right word, but we've kind of devalued sex and made it just like a casual kind of thing. And it's not like you're literally combining energy with somebody and sharing everything of yourself with another person. You know, we still have that in us that it is something, a big thing, but because like, you know, social media or like TV and all this stuff have made it just this casual, like, yeah, let's hook up, whatever kind of thing, that it has become like, oh, you're a slut if you do anything that can indicate that you are a sexual person, right? Or you're a hoe or whatever. And so it's just interesting, like, you know, and it's part of why we have all these, you know, all this stuff going on with all these movements and all people feeling like this isn't, you know, like, I don't feel good in my body, or I want to be like, I'm not who I truly am, or, you know, I feel suppressed and all this stuff. So, yeah.
It's due to trauma.
No, and I think, like you were saying, like that suppression, a lot of it has to do with trauma. A lot of it has to do with that need to protect.
Yeah.
And then when I think about it too, I also think about our ancestors and our elders. Like, respond in ways based on what they know and what feels comfortable. And so when they see us embracing our sensuality and they conflate sensuality with sexuality, then their trauma gets brought up. And then that need to protect, and they're like, we have to shut this down, because then if you're confronting your stuff,
it's making me look at my shit. That's painful. And a lot of us don't want to feel pain because we in pain 24/7. We're in America, to be Black, you're stressed out all the time. That hurts. You know?
Yeah.
It hurts. And people don't hold space for us, which is why we do what we do. The way we do Free the Cheeks is for a reason. It's to combat all that bullshit. Like, we always bring it back to honoring self, because I think that's what doesn't happen. Even with like a lot of women that I know, the way they lost their virginity was not in the way that they, like, now that they're older, they'd be like, man, I wish I would have, you know, they weren't taught to honor self. They wish they would have waited. They wish they would have held their pussy in a higher regard. You know, they wish they would have chose a better nigga. It's just shit like that, that I feel like is a result of me taking ownership over this person. You know, so if this is my slave little woman, or this is, you know, these people, you know, your sensuality ain't yours. You just supposed to keep breeding for me. You supposed to be there for me. And I feel like Black women have, like, oh my God, like, we're just very powerful. Black women, salute to us, because it's like we deal with so much. And it's not, it doesn't look like that anymore, obviously. But I just feel like the way that we deal with, like, I wasn't even mad at the lady. That's why I'll never get mad at none of the OGs when they be on there, you know, because I understand. I know what's up. Like, I know what's up. Like, a lot of them ain't never had an orgasm. You know, a lot of them have never been honored. They ain't never been in their body. They couldn't, you know? So I don't know. It's just like, I don't even be mad at them. I just want them to see, like, I just shift, like, try to shift the perspective and let them know, you know, how we feel a little bit. Like, did you see the other lady on Free Cheeks?
Which one?
The one she left the comment, why are young African-American women? You ain't seen that one? I had to get her. Let me go get. But I ain't get her like that. I got her in a very, you know.
Just letting her know. I've seen, that's actually one thing I wanted to talk about too. I've seen comments when you first started where people were just so nasty and just so judgmental. And I think back to, again, childhood and what we were taught about sensuality. In my mind, I'm like, why the fuck did we as children have to be careful of what we wore and how we showed up for grown ass men? Why did we have to do that? And they couldn't control their urges. You know what I mean? Because we're always taught, oh, make sure you don't wear your chest out, cover your butt up. But it's like, I can't just show up and be who I am because these men can't control themselves.
For some reason, our people, like, back then, like, not for some reason, it makes sense. The Black family was really important to them, and they wanted to keep that no matter what. You know, like, at the end of the day, they was like, okay, we being attacked by white folks, but we here, nigga. You know, like, that togetherness, we was never able to have that. Like, they, like, you know, fucked up our families for real. So, like, you know, you want to maintain that. And a lot of times, niggas is toxic. Everybody got issues, you know, and they not dealt with, you know? And so it's like, instead of them, they don't know how to go to the nigga and say, hey, bro, I seen you looking at our daughter. It's unacceptable.
You need some help or like something. You know
what is going up, coming up for you? You
know exactly what happened to you.
Yeah. Nobody's ever asking that.
And we live in this patriarchal society where it's supposed to be about what men want and responding to how men behave. And so really, instead of Well, yeah, it's a yes and. So yes, we approach the men who are behaving inappropriately, call them to task, then get them the help that they need. Yes. But then in order to stop the cycle, we also engage our young boys in conversation as well and socialize our young boys to not only appreciate and respect women, but to appreciate and respect themselves.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And so if we're working with young boys, then it stops the cycle from continuing. Yes. And so then I think about, so you all work with female body people.
Oh, yeah.
What about...
We're not even touching on little boys. Exactly. Boys are molested and raped just as much as young girls, especially young Black boys.
And there's no space for...
Not even especially,
men.
But just boys in general. I know them.
Yep.
I know the predators. Yeah. Running baseball teams and things like that for little boys. So, I mean... It's like, it's not even just I think a lot of times we get wrapped up too in thinking like, you know, or not even hyper focused, but we focus on like, cause I'm a woman, so this is who I can touch. But we're not even thinking about the other side of that coin of like the men too, you know? Or we think like just these, like all these women issues, but like men, they got their stuff too. And just because we're put in different, we've been given different roles in society don't mean that we all shouldn't be, you know, looked at and, you know, dealt with and helped and touched or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so
clarify that the pedophile is no longer running baseball teams, because that would be havoc. He's not. He went to jail and hell is shit. Mm-hmm. Old pervert. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I think when I see you two and I see you like doing the work that you do, I see a freedom that I was not taught. And I want to know, like, where did that come from for you? Like, what were you taught about sensuality and owning your body and like to even create a movement like this? Because it's still something that I think now that I see it more and I'm like, there's as many Saturdays as I can go to the class, I see it. And it's not a shock when I see twerking or I see some ass cheeks or, you know what I mean? I see that it's not programming. It's like, this is not a bad thing. Like, this is good for us. What were you taught to make you get to that place?
My mom, my mom grew up, she was actually sexually assaulted too as well and molested. And my mom was never the type that, every generation, it gets a little different, you know? And so since my mama was like, you know, abused, my grandmother didn't really listen to her. She'd be like, oh, I don't, you know, she'd tell her like, oh, she don't know if she making stuff up. Same stuff that we get back, kick back from that older generation. And as a result, my mama, you know, like being a kid, you know, and feeling that, she's like, I just know I would never do that to my babies. My mama knew from jump, she was the only kid for a long time for, I think, what? How old is Michi? That her and her brother have a big age gap, but she's the only kid.
20.
Yeah, my mom was like 40 something. So she was a whole adult by the time my mama and my grandma was pregnant at the same time. So shout out to Black Wombs. As a result, you know, my mama feeling that, she was like, I'm never doing that to my baby. She knew from her being the only kid that she was going to have hella daughters. I mean, not hella daughters, hella kids. And she got a bunch of girls. She had one boy first and then the rest after that was girls. Mom. And my mama never made us. And I'm sure it's because it's what she went through. You know, she never made us feel like our sensuality was a sin, or like us being just little girls. She never made us feel like, oh, that's too tight. Or, you know, she always hold the perverts accountable because it didn't happen with her. You know, so if it's some perversion going on, she definitely going to take it to the root and not no kid. She don't play that. She a warrior. And we've been dancing like that, even at family reunions, like the OG, our family. I don't know. We didn't get down like that. Like at the family reunions, we got OGs, everybody's all together and you just dance and we just naturally dance that way, you know? And so it was never like, oh, look at them, you know, everybody be like, get it. Everybody dancing. That's what happens. But the perversion comes in when I think, I don't know, like the internet got some crazy stuff going on. I wouldn't even just say white people, but white people definitely like, you know, are hella perverted. And then like when religion comes into the picture, and just even how women are introduced into, like, if we go off Christianity, because we can talk about,
in all religion, women are put to the back burner or
and made to
be as like these kind of basically like servants or something, or just,
well, also the people who brought man, like,
even in religion,
we're the ones who brought, like in Christianity, for example, like Eve, you know, she's considered like
temperature.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know, so they introduce us as that, and you have that programming, you know. So then of course you're gonna have a view that women's bodies are like, you know, only for sexual use. Like that's how you were introduced. If you follow in that religion, you've been brought up in that, you know? We can't even fault the OGs.
I mean, when you say that, like I think about, and this is completely off topic, kind of, sort of, but like breastfeeding and the issues that come up in families where men will experience like jealousy because when the woman is breastfeeding the child, and then the idea of breastfeeding looked at as a perversion to do in public spaces. But it's because we've been socialized and conditioned to look at our bodies always in a sexual way, when breastfeeding is one of the most natural things you can do. You are literally feeding.
Your body produces it. So if my body naturally do this, why would I take your thoughts? You know, you just a regular person. My body naturally produces this for my baby. You're going to tell me that it's not good for what? I guess the people to see. Like, that doesn't make sense. It's not good for my baby. It's obviously helping my baby, but that's because they have a skewed view of like what women are for, like what our existence. They think we just here to get fucked by them. I guess that's what they think. They think our bodies belong to them. And that's the only way you could pervert breastfeeding, because you think about you sucking my nipple. What is the problem?
Exactly.
What's the issue?
Exactly.
They produce milk.
And as we're talking about body parts, we already use the word pussy, and so I want us to go back to that word.
Yeah.
And how do you all, in your classes, in your life, like when you're engaging with people, how do you get women to be comfortable with that?
Put it in their face. You got to put it in their face. You got to
literally.
Yes. You know what's weird is because like vagina like literally means like sword holder.
Or like,
yeah. Like, that's what vagina means. And people are so comfortable with using vagina when it literally means like to like basically like something that holds a sword.
Like this is a penis garage, basically.
Yes, basically. A penis garage.
That is wild. I need to do my research on that because that's wild. I have never
heard people, it's so trippy when you know that and you hear people like some people in class will be like, even if we say I'm pussy, they'll be like, vagina. Yeah. Like they'll try to think that they're being more proper or like, you know, whatever. And it's like, wow. Sis, you cursing it, okay?
Yeah, don't do that. Wow. So we just reclaim it.
Like, I used to do that. I used to, like, I'm one of those people who used to be very uncomfortable with, like, saying words like dick and pussy. Like, I just felt very, like, kind of,
those are
like,
some beautiful words.
Yucky, like, you know?
Those are some beautiful words. Like, we had to reclaim that, just like we reclaim nigga. You know, black people, we just do what we do. So the thing is, what we do is we hold space around the womb. Y'all know how it go. And Free the Cheeks, the womb is the most important thing ever. It's the reason we're all in this room together, you know? And so we try to reclaim it. And pussy is the most beautiful word ever. Just saying it sounds so lovely, like the vibration emits, you know? It shocks people. Motherfuckers be like, oh, did they just say, yes, we did. We did, you know? And I've realized that, like, the way that we hold space matters. And, like, when people realize, like, because, you know, you only usually hear pussy with, like, niggas be like, I want some pussy, or Yin Yang Twins, pop that pussy. That's the only way you hear it. You've never heard it, like, Free the Cheeks say it, you know? And it's like, damn, these women uplifting us and they saying pussy shit. I'm going to say it, you know? So I think that helps, because it's like we reclaim it. Like, again, like the word pussy, I feel like belonged to men, you know, to be like, it's something that belongs to us. But the word, like, they were mainly the people who used it. Women never used it. They were shamed, you know?
I remember growing up, and Bobby, you're wearing a Prince t-shirt, and it made me think about, Prince has a song called Pussy Control.
And I ain't heard that.
In the song, like, basically he's like writing the script, like telling us that like we need to reclaim it, that we need to recognize our power.
Yeah.
And he gives a couple of examples of women who kind of lost that power or never realized that power.
Tapped into it fully.
And then they eventually did, like, through the lyrics of the song, like, he explains how to tap into it and get that control.
I love Prince. He a real one. A real nigga gonna empower you for real. Like, ain't nobody, we do be having Free the Cheeks haters, but I'm like, if you hating on us, you ain't tapped in with self. Because a real man gonna want his woman to be in tune with herself on all levels, because that ain't gonna do nothing but make him better.
You
know,
you
go hand in hand.
Thank you.
Prince a real one. He was so comfortable himself. Like,
yes.
But, you know,
And when you're comfortable in self, you are okay with other people being comfortable with self. So that goes back to what you were saying, that a lot of us are walking around unhealed.
24/7. Yeah, that's why we still don't shoot up schools, though.
And that's why, too, when I read like the comments and stuff, I really don't take that stuff personal, because a lot of it is just like doing something to other people internally.
And that it's
forcing them to have to look at what's going on within them. And like, we can project, like the internet, that's all people do is project all day long. They go comment on other people's lives and be like, you know, telling they, and it's like, how would you know that? You know absolutely nothing about these people. Like, you know, or this event, you never been there, you never seen that person in real life, you never had a conversation with these people. So how can you just like spew whatever your opinion is and believe that it's fact? Yeah. But it's because it's whatever is going on with you, and you really just talking to yourself.
And unfortunately, it comes from niggas the most. I'm like, damn. It just shows how much work we got. Oh yeah, Black people hate on Frida Cheeks the most, but it's because they the most triggered. Like, nobody's validating us. So I'm not even surprised, you know? Like, they more accepting of a white girl twerking.
Oh, true.
You know? They're even more accepting.
Oh, she invited to the cookout because she twerking.
That I'm too.
Like, wait, what?
But even they're even more accepting of a gay Black man twerking than a Black woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what y'all issue is with Black women. You know, I think I do know what it is. You know, we the end all be all. Not trying to toot our own horn, but, you know, beep. You know, and it just is what it is. So I think that kind of upsets people. And it's like, I think a lot of people feel comfortable getting like you said, we bring up things in people. So a lot of women don't get along. We know that. That's why we do Frida Cheeks. We do that. Sister Circle is so important, because it's important to get in there and let people know this is not a competition. This is your sister. If one fuck up, we all fuck up. You know, it's not like I look better than next. You at your level, she where she at, you know? And a lot of, we have to like hammer that in ASAP. Cause me and Bobby, you know, we sisters. We were taught that too. My mama, she never put us against each other. You know, she light, I'm dark. My mama treated us both the same, you know? And a lot of, it's so perfect. I'm glad it's like that too. Like, I'm glad that you're a light skinned person. I'm a brown skinned person. Cause women have issues with that too. So when they come into the space and they see that, it's powerful, you know? It's powerful.
That, but also let's talk about body type. Cause I know even for me personally, depending on how hormonal I am, am I feeling myself one day, I might walk into the space. And I know that you all set the tone where it's like non-judgmental. Yeah. It doesn't matter what size you are, what shape you are invited and you are celebrated. Mm-hmm. But for the women that are maybe insecure because they see, her body looks so amazing. I'm lacking in this area. Is that something that you all have ever struggled with, and how did you combat that? And if not, what do you say to women who are just really insecure with their own self?
Everybody's always like, my butt don't move like Breezy's. And I'm like, my booty don't move like Breezy's. Like, I don't even know that I will ever get to that point.
So they put it on camera.
My booty, it's little booty, okay? Don't really do all that. But,
and that's what we say. That's the main reminder.
And so we also will use ourselves like, look, Bobby has no butt.
And Bobby be killing shit.
Bobby has no butt.
It's not about the size.
So it has nothing to do with that. And then it's also just really important to know that you're not supposed to look like anybody
else. Thank you.
Like, we get so wrapped up in trying to, I need to do it like that. And so anytime we're in classes, like anytime I'm teaching, I'm like, do what you feel. And you are not supposed to look like me. I'm not here to teach you how to dance like me. I'm trying to help you just open up within yourself. Like, it's not about you looking like somebody else or looking like the people on Instagram that you see, you know, doing whatever they do. That everybody's different, and it's not supposed to be the same. Nope. Like, this is the whole thing. We have these like ideas that everything is supposed to be this one way. And there's this structure of how life should go and what family structure should look like and what you should look like and how people should look. It's all this like one idea. And it's like, that is so not real.
Yeah,
it's a lie. And like, the more that we can get people to see that's not real, then we can get people just open up, and then you feel just regular and just like in yourself versus being like, I don't look like her.
We gotta remind people.
Other people.
I tell niggas, look, you got society telling you 24/7 that you ugly. You know, you got society telling that you're not enough. Why would you then turn around and pile on to that? You know, it's like, and it's good when you bring it back to kids. Cause we all just big kids walking around. But it happened to me too. You gotta, you got to kind of bring that childhood energy back, because when you, it's innocent, right? And when you think of children, you think of innocence. And so what I say is, like, you know, you got to talk to yourself how you would talk to, you know, your daughter or like your little cousin or something. And then that, I don't know, it does something, because you really think back, you go back in your mind, you think when you was a kid, like, damn, if me as a grown person, if I was talking to myself, as a, it hurts, you know? But, you know, we think just because we big and we adults and we grown, that we still not them kids. And, you know, that
we could just take abuse.
Yeah.
Or that even if it's okay, doing it to ourselves.
Yeah. And it's like, it's never been okay. And so we always got to bring it back to like honoring self. That's what we always got to do.
We lack self-compassion. Yes. And so it's about bringing in that self-compassion. Yeah.
That's what I be having to tell. That's what it is. That's the only thing it is. And once you get there, they can, it's not like, oh, they just love themselves after that. It's not like that. It's a process. Yes. Exactly. But just that little just switch, they be like, oh shit, you're right. You know, I wouldn't talk to a little kid like that. I wouldn't talk to, you know, so I'm not going to talk to myself like that. And it's a struggle. I still do it too. So, you know.
I love that, though. I think it's a lifelong journey. And I love just the vibe in the class when you get there. It's just like we're celebrating everyone. Like, you know, even when we have our sister circle at the end, you're like, it's not about you twerking right now. We're celebrating the women in the middle to give them love, to show them love and respect.
I keep hearing you all reference this sister circle. Mm-hmm. Can you talk to us a little bit more about, like, what happens in that sister circle?
We laugh. We cry.
There's basically about three different circles. We start. So, okay, we also have an altar set up. If I didn't mention that earlier, we set up an altar. We clean the floors. We clean the space before we start. Mm-hmm. And then before we even start class, we sit in a circle and we talk.
And that act alone, people be like, I'm a powerful bitch. These motherfuckers are cleaned up for me. You know, they make the space clean. Like, you know.
So, and our prompt is usually something along the lines of like name your sign. And then we'll have something that either something that is resonating with us that day or just something simple, like
sometimes we go
how you feeling or how, you know,
full
something based
vibes
around the environment or things like that, based around whatever is going on. And that really opens up the space because if you know something about somebody, then you feel more connected to them and you feel more comfortable in a space with somebody versus just walking into a dance class and you just looking around like, oh, I guess we just finished our dancing.
There's
like,
no community in that.
Yeah, there's no community in that. There's no comfortability in that. There's no
you in that.
Yeah,
like
you're just a number.
Exactly.
You know, you don't really matter.
And we felt that's why we had to do Free Cheeks the way that we did it. Cause we both started off going to dance classes. And like, I've always been able, like, I've been like the dancer of the family. Bobby can dance too, but she's shy. You know, like I'm type of mom, like, Brazy, get out there and do that dance. And it's me. And then Bobby would be, she'll burst out in tears.
I do not consider myself a dancer.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah.
I really don't.
She's also done.
I feel like Bobby, her pole work, I feel like that's like you're twerking Breezy. And then Bobby, like
it's
the pole
her
and sensual. I feel like I've been seeing them videos. I'm like, yeah, I want to teach me how to do that, Bobby.
Yeah.
I know. I just signed up for a pole class too.
Really?
I haven't touched a pole in like a year and a half.
Really?
Yeah. I'm scared.
Get
I'm really
out,
scared.
It's been
that,
a while.
Like, it'll be so terrible.
But you're going to be fine because your body memorizes the movements.
Exactly.
Like you get that muscle memory. And so like, even with twerking, like our body, if we teach our bodies to move in certain ways, we'll develop that muscle memory and it'll start to become natural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's so much healing in that, bro. Like movement is medicine. Niggas don't even know. Like there's like we store like stress in the body, you know,
trauma.
A lot of women
in our muscles,
in our wombs, you know, women hold a lot of, you always see women with that kangaroo pouch. We, all our trauma shit, it goes to where our wombs are, you know? And when we move that, like women be sweating harder than they ever sweated ever. And it's like, duh, it's literally where everything is. And in the gym, they don't honor your body. You know, they not setting up stuff. Oh, this is for women to move this, you know, the womb, something to strengthen the womb. They don't have that, you know? So it's like, of course you're going to sweat 10 times more. Of course you're going to feel like you get more of a workout because you actually listening to it. You're not treating yourself like a robot or like, I don't know, the gym, I'm not really a fan of it. Come to Free the Cheeks.
Let's go, gym.
So then our second circle is the closing twerk circle. Mm-hmm. And this circle is basically every woman gets a chance to freestyle and do her own thing and gets the spotlight, basically. And everyone mm-hmm. around her is
celebrating her
and pumping her up and mm-hmm. like cheering her on and just like encouraging her and validating her, all that good stuff
that we don't do.
And usually how it will go, we'll call out birthdays first. So if mm-hmm. it's like somebody's birthday, they'll go first. We'll put on birthday music, whatever. We go through every single person until everybody gets a turn and nobody can skip the circle.
Yeah. And we shut shit
like,
down.
Like if people try to skip the circle, we'll pull you in. We're going to, everybody's going to crowd around you. Like we just make sure that everybody feels good and that they're like open.
Yeah.
And then then we'll do a full everybody just dances. Everybody just freestyles and everybody get their cameras out or whatever if they want to, you know, and record themselves and their friends or, you know, wherever they over by, stuff mm-hmm. like that. And it's just so cute to see so many, like women are just so cute. Because it just is so innocent and it's just so pure, like, mm-hmm. you know, to see that.
Mm-hmm. And they never get to break out like that.
Right.
You know, we literally walk like, I don't know, yuck. If you notice a pervert, man, you know you don't want your cheeks jiggling, your titties bouncing. Exactly. We have so much like, bruh, we don't even think about mm-hmm. everyday shit. Like you trying not to draw attention to yourself, you know? Yes. And it's like at free cheese, they're like, damn, y'all want me to just, you know, go mm-hmm. out there and go. And they do.
Even when you go out dancing, like I can never go to the club and do what I do on my cheeks. Like it's not a safe space. They objectify you as perverted. It's like, I'm not even doing it for that. But the freedom that I get there and how sexy and sensual I feel like I go home different. I'm able to do stuff at home. I'm just like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I got this from the class. It's really good and uplifting. One thing you talked about though was that that sacral chakra area.
Yeah.
So let's talk about like how is that healing for us when we've experienced trauma? Like what does that do for us, I guess? And what have you heard from other women who've come to the class?
I think it's because what we do is me and Bobby are never like our church is a little different. Cause you know, you go to church and them pastors, they, you know, to put the money in the pot, you know, they want the money, they want the glory. Me and Bobby don't want that. We want women to feel that. Like our whole thing is for you to come to Free the Cheeks, feel joy, feel love, feel like you have community, feel like you are in tune with, you know, closer to self, may not be as close as you'd like to be, but just back to self, just to put you back in the present in your body. We just want people to have that for self and then radiate that, you know? So it's like you feel good and all that. And then I feel like once you go about your day, you're going to be on 10, you know, because you created that vibration. So one thing about us is like we really try to give people their power back, because that's all the world does is take all day, every day. Even with shit that come up on your feet, how they do on the phones now, they want to know what you interested in. So we could be talking about something and then it'll pop up later on my phone because they know we was talking about it, you know? Mm-hmm. Everything is trying to sell you something. Everything is trying to take you further away from self. So with Free Cheeks, we just try to bring you back to self. And then once you're there, it's infinite possibilities, like what can happen and what comes up, you know, and mm-hmm. what you might work through that day. Like,
and even just on like a physical level of just moving your body in those ways is like really, big, because we store so much in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you were younger and told not to twerk or like not to move your hips like that, or if you're very restricted, or if you've been sexually abused, mm-hmm. you like, just think about it. If you got into a car accident and you got hit on the left side, and then you notice that that person's left shoulder mm-hmm. is higher than the right because mm-hmm. you protect them, right?
Yeah.
Right. So just think about that in your womb. Like you're literally protecting it. So those pelvic floor muscles are probably always tight. They're never like releasing. You probably are like got all kinds of like hamstring stuff going on, hip stuff. And so when you start to move like that, you notice people being like, ooh, like, you know, you get them in them stretches. They go, like,
peace of mind.
You know,
it's to answer the question is the possibilities are infinite. Like that's why I said our circle, people be crying, people be laughing. It's like anything can come up, because that's what happens. Like even in massage, they teach you, you're working on people's bodies, you know, you're working on people parts that's, like Bobby said, got a lot of trauma. And so they tell us we have to ground in, because you could start crying. You could start, like the person you're massaging, they could start crying. Not you, the massage therapist, but the client can begin crying. They can start laughing uncontrollably. It's energy moving, you know? And it's like, it doesn't have a look how it comes out. It just looks like whatever. Like one woman was in Free the Cheeks and she burst into tears because it was multiple things for her. It was the fact that her family kept her away from dancing in this manner, you know, and told her, oh, your body, da da da, you know? So she was triggered from that. The other thing was that since she hadn't danced in that way, she felt stiff. So she was in her head a lot. She was thinking like, man, I don't look like everybody else. You know, and so we had to like stop the music, stop everything and kind of just ground in and kind of, you know, cater to her. Because that's the thing, too, with these bitches in these classes and they want to just do these classes. They just ain't shit. You know, you can literally trigger somebody, you know, if you're doing it the right way, you know, but you can trigger somebody. You got to be prepared to deal with that shit. Like she got triggered and we stopped everything. We grounded in. We checked in with her. And it was beautiful. Like everybody was like, she was crying. Other people started crying. Other people was like, you know, it's OK. And like it was amazing to see the community around her. But basically, it's like. It shows up. It's unpredictable.
You're going to love this next segment. So whenever we have guests on our show, we have this segment called
OU Clatchit.
OU Clatchit. So because we recognize and appreciate and celebrate the multifaceted woman and believe that it's okay to be classy and ratchet, you can still be elegant and dance to strip club music, we invite you to the OU Clatchit segment. So Breezy and Bobby, do you take on the challenge?
Yeah, what are we doing? I got to get on table and twerk?
No.
That's my question.
I don't think the listeners could hear you twerk.
I can twerk. I can clap these cheeks.
Yeah. Yeah. She really could.
I really can't tell her, Terry.
When we get a camera, when we get our studio set up, we're gonna have to have Breezy twerk on the show.
Yeah. Yes, I'm a clap.
So we have 7 questions for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first one. I don't know. This is gonna be okay, we'll see. This is gonna be easy for you. But what song gets you on the dance floor at the club or party?
Ooh.
I'm honestly I'm a gangsta chick type of girl.
Yeah.
So like stuff like Sada Baby, Geeked Up, Thizzle Dance, stuff like that. I'm one of those ones I turn into a whole nigga. But if I'm dance wise, probably like Juvenile, Back That Ass Up. I think that's everybody's.
Yeah.
I think that's universal. That's just law.
Shake that
when
monkey
too short.
When that
come on, you don't have no chance.
Bay Area music, you know, we just a little different. And some, I don't know, I'm from here, so maybe that's what it is, but I just be feeling so pulled. If you hear E-40 voice, it's like, nigga, go out there. Get out there and show them what you got. Like, they just pump you. It just feels good. It's feel good music. So anything Black, anything Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this question is a little different. What's your favorite hairstyle on yourself?
Oh, we both got locks.
I'm a bun person.
I like my hair down. Because it touched my ass. So, you know, I think I'm the shit. A bitch be looking good, okay? When that hair hit right where them cheeks hit. Oh, these niggas can't tell me nothing, man.
I love it. Y'all are so silly. I'm trying not to laugh over here. All right. What about, let's see, what's the best compliment you've ever received?
Oh, wow.
I like when people.
So many. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but I really love when people can see past surface level and see past physical. And like, I'm Aquarius, so I'm ruled by
Uranus.
No, my moon. Tell her.
Can't. What?
Virgo moon. Yes, my moon is in Virgo, and that's ruled by Mercury. But no, I have other stuff that's ruled. Aquarius is intellect, Bobby. Tell them. She's an astrologer.
Okay.
So tell them about my brain.
So what are you trying? Okay, so Aquarius is ruled by Uranus. Uranus is a higher octave of Mercury. So basically, it's like a more evolved version of Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about like mental, brainiac.
Yes.
You know.
So if anybody,
And she's an overthinker. She's crazy.
And if people comment on my brain, that's my best. I love those compliments.
I mean, I'm a comment like.
Bobby's a
compliment
Leo.
Compliment slut.
She's a Leo.
So anything you say to me is like, really?
Ruled by the
what
sun.
What did you say?
Leo,
like,
ruled
you
by
can
the
hate
sun.
Me and be like, I love that. You know, be being fake. And I'd be like, for real?
Yeah, because she just. They want the shine. Time. She's you ruled know? By the sun. She wants to shine. You feel
and
me?
And I'm a word, like, my love language, like, words of affirmation is probably one of my main love languages. So
I like touch.
You'd say
sex.
Anything to me.
Sex. Touch me and talk to me.
So, speaking of touching, who is your bad boy or bad girl crush? Like, who would you like to, like, have touch you?
Ooh, I had somebody that I really think is... He
like
married.
Celebrity crush?
Mm-hmm. Like he married. Like, he married. He married.
Well, it's a crush. So we're not saying
He's a Leo.
It's his mind. His mind is
He's
amazing.
A Leo.
But you can't tell. He's just like, he's not a stupid Leo.
He probably
Leo.
Has a Virgo.
He's
Virgo
so
Mercury.
Fucking smart. And he don't give a damn. And he's weird. And I'm like, that is so sexy. Like, talking is sexy to me. Like, sapiosexual to the end. Like, literally. Like, I like body type. You know, people probably think like Morris Chestnut, some buff nigga. That is not. He's not a crush anymore. Huh? I am so such an old lady, y'all. But you know, all the women used to drool over like Morris and stuff like that. But brains are beautiful. Like, and if you can convey your thoughts, oh, touch me. Touch me, Lakeith. Touch me, Kiki. Put your hand on me.
I'm with you there. I totally agree with that. What about you, Bobby?
That's a hard one. I'll be like, that person is cute or whatever, but then I'm like, if I met them in person, I probably wouldn't even.
She like, you know, can I tell them who you like?
No.
Okay, fine. You're going to tell
them. What are you talking about?
You know who you like.
Who?
She like Chris Brown and he's bad.
I love he's Chris like, Brown, but I'm also, see, my Venus is in Virgo and I'm a fixer.
Yes, okay? She like to fix
and
the
And I love. I love the broken one.
Yes,
I love them so deeply because they need love.
They need femininity. They do need some divine.
And I am strong enough to handle it.
Leo. Look at this.
I got this. Yeah. Let me step in.
You see, yeah. She wasn't
Let's just be
it.
Friends.
She loves Chris Brown.
I love him, but I wouldn't sleep with him.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't sleep with him.
I would. He ain't even smart, but have you seen him dance?
See, there we go. That's what pulled you.
Exactly. It's that dancing.
The brains and the body movement.
The brains and the body movement. Which takes us to our next question, which is an easy one. I feel like we shouldn't even ask them this, but twerk or two-step?
Oh,
both of them.
Both, yeah.
Both of them. You could do, both of them, because two-step is infinite. You could do anything with that.
Yes.
You could two-step into a twerk.
First time we got that.
I mean, in public, and honestly, like when I'm like in a club setting, I'm more of a two-stepper than a twerker.
But the ass move anyway. You know, our hips don't ever stay still. So it's like the same thing. Twerking isn't just bending over on your knees or on the ground. Like, it's just literally anything that involves your womb moving around, you know? So you could do both of them.
All right, now we're going to completely veer off.
Okay.
What's your favorite book?
That's a good one. There's so many books.
Ooh. I loved, my mom made me read the From Niggas to Gods.
That's a good one.
When I was in school.
That's a good one.
It made me feel like that nigga, From Niggas to Gods.
That's a good book.
I'm gonna add that to my list.
It's a good book. And like, I like it. Cause that's how I need to be talked to, you know? I need something that I can that's easy to digest. I don't need nothing with too many big words. I gotta have a dictionary with me. I don't mind. I will eventually get there, but talk to me like you know me, you know, and put me on game. That's what niggas resonate with. Like nobody in the hood resonates with y'all doing this wrong and y'all need to get educated. No, nigga, this is why Nipsey was so powerful.
I used to have in middle school because that's when we had that book.
Yeah,
and I had made all these copies of it and
gave it to all
my
friends.
I just like took it and like made copies of all the pages and I was like, you should read this.
It makes
like,
you feel powerful.
Take it to all
like,
my
the
friends.
Book, like being a young black kid growing up where, you know, in America, bruh.
And they thought I was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, they still probably think I'm crazy.
Self-love,
like, whatever.
It's revolutionary. And everybody ain't ready for
it. There's so many good books, man. But I'm into a lot of astrology stuff right now. So that's all
for the moment. What about for the moment?
For the moment, I'm trying to think of what I'm reading right now. I'm reading this book called, it's been taking me a long time, but it's called The Heart of Trauma. And it basically talks about, it goes into depth, like through different body parts, like the gut and things like that. And also talks about like how we like are basically have become like a left brain society.
That book
and
is
we
really
don't
good.
Balance it out. You know, we're not in relational space, we're always like goal setting and trying to get somewhere else, and we're never
present,
you know. And we also how important relationships is, like when it comes to healing,
even childhood. It goes
so it's kind of like a book for like I guess you could say it's kind of for therapists, but because it talks about like how you work with people, but it's also just a really good book. I think in general for everybody, because it talks about how we need touch and care and love, like how babies, they need to be touched when they're born. Like preemies have a better surviving rate if they're touched, things like that.
Preemie.
All kinds of stuff like that. How, you know, how we, there was this one part of it that was so interesting to me because it was talking about how we put our babies in cribs and we just let them cry and we're already training them to be like cut off from their emotions and like whatever they're feeling and not validating what they feel. Because if you need to be held, then you need to be held. Like, you know, but when you strip your child away from that, that makes them isolated.
The cried out method.
Talks about like how we're like forcing ourselves into isolation and basically being like, you know, even just with like how we got all this shit, like you don't even have to call a restaurant no more to order your food. Like you don't even have to talk to anybody to order your food. Like how crazy is that? That just 5 years ago, you had to like talk to an actual person to order your food, you know, or like you had to call to get a cab, taxi. You had to visually see somebody, talk to them. Now, like we can literally just be in a room by ourselves and
you know, that's not healthy.
So it talks kind of about that kind of stuff and how our, that's and also about healthy. Like our subconscious and how, you know, consciously we take in about maybe like 7 or 8 things in a day, but subconsciously we take in like thousands.
Yes.
Of stimuli.
Yes.
And it comes out.
I'm adding both of those books to my to my list.
Yeah. And lady, we will have that in the show notes so you can add it to your reading list as well.
We got you. And last question for you ladies. What's something that many people don't know about you?
I'm a really crybaby. An old man.
At the same time.
I'm so really an old man.
She is. And I'm a baby.
I'm Bobby's baby.
And you compliment
me. Yeah, no, you know what I told Breezy? I told her that I think in a past life, Bobby I was like her sugar daddy.
No, I was her sugar daddy. That's why she got to pay for me now. Okay? It came back.
Yes.
And so now.
She wholeheartedly believed that.
I think her name was like
that going on.
I think her name might have been Bob,
she's
too.
She's like.
Old man Bob.
Yeah, no, and people will look at like my Instagram and they think like,
we couples. They like think this. She the boy.
Shut up. People have thought that we were a couple. Yeah, but I think that's more so people that are attracted to us and they're like,
yeah, and that's usually who
and
it
they'd
comes
be
from.
Be kind of weird about it or something. But yeah, a lot of people we've gotten sisters. That I'm the guy, like in the I'm like the more masculine one, Breezy's the feminine one. But what was I saying?
She's an old man. I'm a crybaby. So I'm a baby and Bobby's a...
Oh, woman. That's what I was saying. Like, people will look at my Instagram stuff because I dance or things like that. And they used to think like, oh, she's so wild. Like, she this and that. Like, she they party animal. I'll be at home.
You're like,
I'm in my bed.
Homebody.
I do not like going
she's
outside.
Boring as hell.
We went to a 50th birthday party last night and it just took so much
energy
to me like, for me to like get up.
Bobby is boring as hell. She got a Taurus moon.
Yeah.
That's that grounded, earthy, boring shit.
That is, this has just been so amazing.
It is. And I'm sitting here and I'm like watching the sisterly interaction and feeling like the energy and I'm just loving it. Like, it really is amazing to see how the two of you like vibe with one another.
Yeah.
And I because I've been to the class, like I've seen it before. And so I would encourage anybody listening, if you are in the Bay Area, to sign up for Breezy and Bobby's class because one, you need to free your cheeks.
Yes.
But two, just the community, just the sacred space and energy that the two of you hold and you bring out of other women that are there. It's just so powerful.
Last little side note. Yeah, I think it's really important that people see us in our natural, just like real. Because, I mean, sometimes me and Breezy, we be mad at each other and all kinds of stuff, but we don't let that stop us from getting work done or doing what we're supposed to do when
we
work together. Like, there's been times where I didn't walk.
Imagine if white people did that. We'd be ruling the world right now.
But Breezy, we just keep going and then I'll come back out at the end. You know, we just make it work. And so if people see that and see that you can work with other people and you don't have to be the same, you can have differences and you can feel whatever you feel, but you can still
respect and hold space.
Hold the bigger picture in mind.
We got to.
Even if we are individuals.
We have to, because ownership is important. That's another thing I want to add. If you're black, try and get some ownership, because nigga, we ain't going to be out here. No. If we don't, there's not going to be no more black people in the Bay Area, okay? So try and get ownership. Me and Bobby, we don't have time to be falling out over dumb shit. This is my sister. Imagine if white people fell out with each other over dumb shit. They would not rule the world right now. So, you know, we got to use that same, the same methods they use. I mean, they a little cutthroat, but still, like, if they can come together and get shit, they don't share their wealth with us. So, and they probably, I'm sure they have, you know, like, issues where they probably got real shit. They probably fell out over billions of dollars and shit, but they could still find a way to make money because they know that they trying to stay on top. We got to adapt that same mentality.
We just need to take care of each other.
Take care of each other.
At the end of the day, we just got to take care of each other. It's no matter what you feel about somebody. It's like the movie Fences. He was like, I don't got to like you.
Mm-hmm.
My duty is to take care of you.
We have this end goal in mind. Mm-hmm. I think that's beautiful. We need everyone listening to tune in to the movement that you have. Where can they find you on social media?
Tell them, Bobby.
So we just revamped a couple things. So our website is freethecheeks.com.
Yes.
Social media at free.the.cheeks or at We Heal Different. And if you need information, if you want to book a private, you want to access questions, info,
all on the website.
Info at freethecheeks.com.
And we'll add those links in our show notes. And I will be booking a private for my birthday. So I'm going to let you know about that.
And what you trying to do? What you trying to do?
I got you.
Let's do it. You know we ready.
Thanks for joining us today in Her Space. Please note that our show may contain conversations about self-help, advice, self-empowerment, and mental health, but it is by no means meant to be a substitute for an ongoing formal relationship with a trained mental health provider. If you or someone you know is in need of mental health care, please visit the Therapy for Black Girls Directory, Psychology Today, or contact your insurance provider.
If you liked what you heard and want to keep the conversation going, connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Her Space Podcast, or check out our website at herspacepodcast.com. And before we meet again, repeat after me. I will not judge myself for where I'm starting. I'm making progress every day.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week, ladies.